Jesse, you must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans, and without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words Poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Surgery Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. On February 20th, Gamers Guild hosts a make-your-own board or card game event at 6 p.m. in Fitzell, Room 106. On Saturday, February 21st, see the planetarium show Culture in the Cosmos from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium, Room 018A, tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked. Hello, everybody. Jesse, can you just talk for me real quick?
Yeah, how does it sound? Does it sound good?
It's not sounding at all. I think you're not going to be able to sit there today.
Oh, okay.
So Jesse's going to go relocate to a new mic because we were going to try a new setup, but it's not really working, which is fine. But yeah, so this welcome to Leaves in a Bag. We're just going to start off. We're going to play.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Cool.
We're going to play a rotation track first, just to ease into the hour. And then we're going to yap about whatever we want.
I think we're starting off with talking about fighting games.
Yeah,
we decided.
We'll talk a little fighting games, and we'll see where the wind takes us from there. So, Jesse, what rotation song are we playing?
We are playing a song that I thought that you would really like specifically, Nate. I don't know what it's called.
All right, so mystery listen, and then we'll tell the name when we come back.
It's just battle. People passing, so I pick myself up off the gravel. Foot rest on the pedal, cause baby they all be gassing. Just to say they love me when they know that they be cat. All your f***ing singing, but me and my f***ing sagging. Couldn't really tell you somehow it all just so happened. Living up to my heart, you must have never come back again. Trading off the lows, so ain't no sense in being sad. I keep it rolling. That's why I keep it rolling. That's why I keep it rolling. That's why I keep it rolling.
I know I ain't tripping, I ain't folding. You should know we can be getting when the club is golden. We know where we come from, even though our people are stolen. Gotta keep rolling, I'm wide awake. I can't make excuses, God, oh, I find a way. I'm screwing on pressure, they ain't really, really, they count it, but they can't relate. If they care, they gon' ask if you hate. Really won't get it, then you can't be waiting to play. I'm rolling, just let me be great. Foot on the pedal, I'm gassing. Ain't no gas, I'm bad, but I can carry the good for the fashion. It ain't no chips, I ain't no real.
That's why I keep it rolling. That's why I keep it rolling. Yeah, yeah, keep it rolling. Yeah,
that you play with. Every time I put you on, how many times I'm gonna say this? I've been waiting, hesitating. Anyway, I think I'm gonna say this. You should love contemplating. So make a move to relocate you. Blow up your faces, make your faces. Keep behind me, think on running. If you shake it, I'ma break it. Then pour one for the homies. Do my dues, then pay my dues. Change the channel, then I beat the little proof. Made a few, just one or two. The way I choose can never lose. It needs to be approved.
So that was just Rollin' by Bobby Zulu, which is a rotation song that Jesse found. And I will say, I liked it a lot. That was a really good song. I think that's inspired me to play a little more rap later on.
It inspired you to what?
Play some rap later on.
Oh, yeah?
A little hip-hop, yeah.
Good.
But anyways, on the topic of what we wanted to talk about going into this...
Fighting games. We've been playing a lot of fighting games.
We played the OG Rivals of Aether yesterday. We've been playing a lot of...
Which was so fun.
A lot of fun. We've been playing... So we played that. I've played it before. That was Jesse's first time playing it yesterday.
It has potential to be like one of my more favorite fighting games, I think.
Yeah.
but it was also very...
mind-boggling.
Yeah, it was really hard to, like... Because playing multiple fighting games... You know, you go from Smash to Rivals of Aether to, like...
Brawlhalla.
To Brawlhalla. And they're all different slightly mechanically. So just, like, unworking the way I'd play one game and, like, finding a new way to play this one is kind of difficult. So yeah. That was a little annoying.
I will say that when we talk about fighting games, we... mainly mean platform fighters.
Yeah.
That's what we've been ripping on. Although I do want to play the Riot, 2KXL, I think is what it's called, which is the Riot fighter.
I've never actually heard of this until you brought it up.
It was like in production, or it got announced a couple years ago, and I saw the like announcement trailer, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. Like, this looks really cool.
Wait, when did it come out?
I think like they announced it, like I want to say like two years ago now.
Okay.
And then it's out now to like actually play.
Oh, cool, cool.
But I don't think it's fully done. Like it might be like a beta phase that's just like free to play, like what Multiverses did a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
Which not even that long. That was probably like...
I liked Multiverses, fun fact.
I liked Multiverses when it was in beta.
Same.
I didn't like it when they actually released it, though.
It wasn't that different.
No, they slowed, like, they slowed the game down.
Did they?
Yeah, so basically what they did was, I don't know what people, what, like, if there were people complaining about, like, the speed of the game or something like that, but basically they changed all the, like, animations and stuff like that so that they were slowed down. But they didn't, like, really, but they just changed the pacing of them. They didn't change the actual animations themselves.
Oh.
So the game became, like, really clunky, and, like, it just didn't really feel that good.
I see.
So that was my big issue with Multiverses when it first came out.
Okay.
But I guess maybe you had a different experience with it.
I mean, I don't really know. Honestly, it was so long ago. Who'd you use?
I played Batman, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Batman's cool.
Batman was cool. I didn't use Batman personally, but...
Were Finn and Jake in the game? Did you play Finn and Jake?
I played Finn and Jake. Or Finn. I played Finn. Weren't they two separate characters?
They might have been. I don't remember.
Pretty sure they were. I used Finn. But I also used Tom and Jerry. Which was fun because, like, I don't know, it was cool, like, Tom and Jerry being like a mage type character, because, like, that's kind of like the moveset was very like projectile,
like a zoner pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. And I kind of was like, that's cool, because, like, Tom and Jerry are very physical characters, I feel like.
Yeah,
so you would assume they're like, I don't know, they'd
whipping
be like
out
a, they'd be
mallets.
Yeah, they'd be a brawler character, you know what I mean? So it's kind of cool, a cool take on Tom and Jerry. So I always enjoyed that.
Yeah, I will. It is kind of sad that a lot of these more, I don't want to say niche, because, like, Multiverses is Warner Bros. So it's like big corpa. But, yeah, like, these up and coming, there you go, we'll use that. Like, up and coming platform fighters, mm-hmm, I feel like they typically don't have a lot of staying power, which is kind of sad because, like, I think it's a genre that I wish was more expanded.
I agree. I mean, that's kind of, I think, why I was enjoying Rivals of Aether so much, because I literally had never heard of it until Diggs told me about it, like, whenever it was. He told me probably, like, a month ago. He was like, oh, have you ever heard of Rivals of Aether? And I was like, no.
Yeah, I'd heard of it because back in, like, I probably played it during high school, like, around COVID. But I had a friend who was really into platform fighters, and
yeah,
he would just get us to play random ones. And one day he was like, dude, I found this game. Like, we're going to play Rivals of Aether. And I think the game had probably just come out. Like, it was probably brand new.
Okay.
Because, like, there was only, like, the original characters. It was probably, like, I think it was, like, original, like, patches. Like, I don't think anything, like, nothing felt balanced. The game was really interesting.
So, like, was one character, like, shining above the rest?
I feel like I remember the... Actually, I don't know, because he was also just, like, a platform fighter person, so, like, he could have just been really good. But
yeah,
there was one,
like, Owen.
Yeah, like, he was just playing, like, one character, and he was saucing me and my friends up. But, like,
which character do you remember?
I think he was playing the lion, the fire lion that I started playing towards the end of the night.
I started. Oh, you did.
Towards the end of the night.
I was gonna say, I don't think I did.
No, you're playing the frog man.
I was using the frog, and also I tried that, like, that other lion.
Oh, the ice lion?
Yeah, that was, like, the tanky lion that, like, mm-hmm, could go through the floor.
Yeah, I played the fire lion, and then I played the, like, mouse that could sing.
Yes.
That was her whole kit, was that she sung.
Yes, you're right.
But, yeah, that was fun gaming experience. It did, like, platform fighters are one of those things where I'm not that great at them, and I never really played that often. Like, when I played fighting games, when I first got into fighting games, I played Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and a little of Tekken, but not a lot. Very minimal Tekken.
Okay. I played Tekken, like, only ever at my uncle's house, and a little bit, like, when I was a little younger.
The most recent Tekken almost brought me back in, like, the one that that became really popular on Twitch that a lot of, like, people started streaming.
Which one?
Tekken 8? Tekken 7? I don't even know. I don't even know what
I feel like it might have been Tekken 9.
Tekken 9? Maybe. I don't remember. But it did almost, like, I remember, like, watching streams and, like, highlight and clips of the game, and I was like, wait, this might bring me back. But maybe I was too into Destiny at the time or something. I don't know. Something stopped me, and I never ended up actually. It might have been the money, actually. I don't want to drop, like, $7.
It's all about the money, Spider-Man.
It's all about the money, Spider-Man.
yeah, I just didn't want to drop the money to buy Tekken.
That's fair.
Because I think it was like $60 or $70. And that's just too
much. It was how much?
$60 to $70. You know, the average price of a AAA studio game.
Yeah, average price. $60 to $70.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, I don't know how much I want to drop that money on this game that I think I might enjoy a lot, but, you know, there's a chance that I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't. Did you have any games like that where you really wanted to play them, but there was like this part of you that didn't want to like take the risk of like, what if I don't enjoy this? Is there any game like that that you've experienced?
Wait, ask the question again.
So basically, is there a game out there that you saw and you were like, wow, I really want to play this, but something held you back from actually experiencing it? Like to this day, you probably think
Sea of Thieves. Yeah.
Isn't that free? Isn't Sea of Thieves free?
Yeah, but, like, I want to play with, like, all my friends, and, like, I don't think that's doable.
Oh, like, no one else wants to play?
Well, I think we've talked about this, but it's not, like, it's console cross-platform, but not PC and console cross-platform or something like that.
Oh, some stuff.
So, like, most of the people I've talked to who we were like, oh, Sea of Thieves are playing...
on a PC.
Like, you... For example.
Well, I don't even know if I'd play Sea of Thieves.
What?
I've played the game and it's all right, man. It's all right.
See, this is what I'm talking about. No, I'm just kidding.
I played it a really long time ago when I was like in middle school. And then I had like a back to basics phase, you could say, with it. And I started playing it like towards end of high school, I'd want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even like freshman year of college.
But, okay.
But it was all right. It was all right. It was all right.
Bye, Brady. Brady just had his first show today, and it was awesome.
It was great, yeah.
It was amazing.
Brady says thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Good luck out there.
Your games, bro.
We will.
Yeah.
Later. See ya.
Later, bro. yeah, let's... Round of applause to Brady for finally getting his show.
Yeah.
And going on air.
Really happy.
Isn't that just beautiful?
It was cool seeing him do it.
Yeah. And it's fire that he does it before ours. You know? That interaction, like we come a little early, we listen to a show in the studio and then switch out and he chills for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be fun.
I like that, honestly. Yeah, I like that, honestly, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, it's a pretty enjoyable experience, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. So, allegedly, we're getting more snow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And I've had it up to here.
I'm about snowed out right now.
I'm a little snowed out.
Well,
I'm a little...
I don't know if I'd say I'm done. Snowed out. I just don't like the current snow we're getting. The slush. The slush snow. The mushy snow.
That's fair. I think
if it was like nice snow, I'd accept it.
I don't know if I want to have to dig out my car again.
Yeah, fair. I am getting tired of constantly having to brush off my car or start my car mad early just to drive 2 minutes.
Just to drive.
Just to drive 2 minutes.
2 minutes, yeah. 2 minutes!
All I need to do is drive 2 minutes. Yeah. Well, okay. On the topic of just games.
Yeah.
Because you're feeling that you're almost in a gaming phase. Like,
I think once Diggs wipes his computer, I'm in a gaming phase.
What, other than, you could say the fighting games, but what games do you think you're going to try first? Like, once you really get this
100% Rivals of Aether.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know what else. I need to focus on one at a time, so I don't do the thing where I do the thing.
Where you start too many projects at once, and then you can't.
And then I do none of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should snag an online game, like Rivals of Aether, to play.
Yeah, but does anyone even play online anymore?
How else was Diggs playing? Bro, definitely, there's definitely online. There's definitely online.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I would say get a story game to play, like a single player game. Like if you're like,
I don't need any more of those. I have so many in the tank, like just sitting there waiting for me to play them.
Yeah, which ones do you want to play?
I have Silk Song I still have to play. I still have to play Tunic. I still have to finish Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. I still have to finish Celeste.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
I know, dude. I know.
I actually finally beat Silk Song. a couple weeks ago. I got all the way up to the final boss, didn't beat it, whatever night I was playing, and then I hadn't touched the game in months, and I beat it the other week.
Yeah, he did.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
I have to figure out what game I want to start playing now. Because if I start playing the Riot Fighter, I'm going to have that. But like I need a single-player game to play, and I don't really know what I want to play. Because I also have a lot of games in the tank that I could play.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I could play... I've God of War 4 I really want to play.
Okay.
The Star Wars Survivor games, those seem really cool. I want to play those. I really want to replay Witcher 3 before Witcher 4 comes out. So like that's on the table. I have the Shadow of Mordor games, the Lord of the Rings games.
Wait, there's Lord of the Rings games?
Yeah, there's at least there's two that I know. They're the Shadow of Mordor games. So there's one from like 2013, 2014, I think, and then the other one 2019, I believe.
Okay.
But I've heard they're really good, and they have it's like an open world game, but everything you do like affects the next stuff you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you make a pact with a certain tribe and then break it, like they're gonna remember you and they're like more aggro against you pretty much.
Mm.
Like there's like a vengeance system in the game. It's apparently really complex, but it's fun. I have to finish Expedition 33. I technically haven't finished the game.
How far in are you?
I just started Act 3.
Act 3?
I've heard that Act 3 is kind of short because it also includes, like, the entire end game.
Mm.
So I've heard, like, the actual story is probably only, like, 5-10 hours or something like that. But then there's so many hours of just post-game,
yeah,
like, late-game content. But that game is amazing, and I really need to finish it because, oh, my God, I could yap about that game for hours.
Which one? Expedition?
Expedition 33.
Yeah.
It is just such a well-developed game. But I also... But then there's also... I have all these games I want to play. I have all these albums I need to listen to.
Yeah.
All
this work that needs to be
done. All this work that needs to be done. All the shows I want to watch. I don't have enough time for this anymore.
Like... Yeah.
Unless I start cutting out social interaction. But that's... Why would I ever want to do that?
Because... Yeah. They say talking to people leads to a longer life.
Allegedly. Is that what they say?
They say that.
Who says that? Just out there?
It's out there. Like, no, like, it's science.
Science?
Like, being a more social human being prolongs your life.
Is this? Okay.
But, like, real.
Like the 10,000 steps thing? Because I don't fully believe that.
You really don't?
I really don't.
We're going to have to...
We could talk about this.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jesse read a study somewhere.
Wait, let me... Hold on. Well, let me, like, pull up, like, the actual...
You pull up the... I'll say what you told me so I could describe how I don't...
I don't know if you're going to do me justice.
I don't know if... Basically, Jesse... The factoid that Jesse told me was that if you walk under 10,000 steps a day...
Well, it wasn't specifically... See, you're already... It's already...
Well, what was it? You said 10,000 steps.
Well, no, I'll tell you. I'll explain. Okay, ready? Okay. There's this number, and I forget what it's called.
Okay, so you already don't even know what you're talking about.
I just don't remember the exact name of the number. But it's basically like... it's basically doing something or not doing something does, like... You know, it changes how long you can live. You know what I mean?
Your theoretical lifespan.
Your theoretical lifespan. So, for example, if you were to smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, I'm pretty sure it's like, it adds like, I don't know, the number. Wait, actually, give me 1 second.
So, basically, doing a thing, doing an activity, regardless of what the activity is, can either add to or diminish this number.
No, this number is specifically a negative number, and the higher the number, the worse it is for you.
So the closer to zero, because it's a negative number.
You'd rather... No, it's a positive number.
You just said it was a negative number.
No, it's a negative thing.
So you want to be closer. You don't want to be closer to zero. Or you do want to be closer
to zero. You want to be closer to zero.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Thank you. So, like, for example, let's say smoking a pack of cigarettes adds, like, a 1.5, let's say. To, like, so that's, like, a certain amount of, like, like theoretical years that it's taking off of your life. So apparently, like, because, like, I think for to maintain, because really all you need to, like, actually have, like, a healthy body, you, like, really need to do, like, something with weights, like, only, like, twice a week. And you just need to, like, walk a lot and, like, eat right. Roughly. Obviously, there's way more to it. But you, like, know what I mean? To really simplify it, dumb it down.
Dumb it down, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's really all you need. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, like, walking is, like, really good for you, and getting a certain amount of steps, like, genuinely prolongs your body, because your body's like a car. You know what I mean? You want.
Yes, I agree with this.
Yes.
I agree with this.
So when you live a very sedentary lifestyle, so by that, I mean, I'd call a sedentary lifestyle under like 5K steps a day. Okay. I mean, I would argue it's higher than that. Like, but I'd argue under 7, but just to say, like, under 5.
Under
average
5.
U.S. citizen, by the way, gets, like, 3.5 a day.
3,500.
Which is really bad.
They get exactly 3.5 steps a day.
Yeah, 3.5 steps a day. That's it. They go to the toilet and back, and that's it.
3,500.
And not walking, like, that, like, so basically it's, like, something, like, with each, like, 1,000 steps that you get away from, like, the rough optimality, like, let's call it 15K. I don't think it's necessarily 15K.
The optimal number of steps per
the
day.
More, like, likely, like, the more you raise this number. And actually, like, if you see the number of, like, that it is, that it adds on you when you're only walking, like, 3K steps a day, is worse than, like, if you were
smoking a pack of cigarettes a day.
Yes, but obviously there's other things that go into that lifestyle. Because more, like, not likely, but, like, there could be correlation between, you know, if you're smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, you're also only walking 3,000 steps a day. And then that's, like, even worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, okay.
But if you had this or that by number, technically. Like, it's just using it as an example. Like, using the cigarettes thing is just as an example to show, like, how important it is to just walk every
day. But I just can't imagine smoking a pack of cigarettes a day is somehow, like, not as bad as walking under the optimal number of steps per day.
Dude, because your body needs, like, it genuinely needs to be moving to, like, do these processes, basically. You know what I mean? Like, to do the processes that it needs.
Excuse me. I don't know. I mean, like, I believe you, and, you know, the science makes sense. Like, it does make sense. It's just crazy that somehow you're able to tie a number to it, and then, like, I don't know. I feel like some of it feels arbitrary. But also, there's probably so much, like, research behind
this. 1,000 steps. Basically, like, hold on. Give me a second.
I mean, like, I don't even know how to make my argument other than that.
That it's just crazy? Well, you know, sometimes things are crazy.
Life is crazy.
Okay, so here it is. So basically, like, okay, yeah. Basically, if you, like, were to walk, like, 3,000 steps a day, you're, like, three times more likely to have, like, a list of these issues in later life of, like, cardiovascular health and stuff. But if you're smoking a pack a day, you're only, like, two times as likely, which is still an insane amount, by the way. Like, cigarettes are terrible for you.
Yeah.
But also, living an incredibly sedentary lifestyle is also, allegedly, this is all alleged and you don't have to listen to anything I said.
this science is, you know, it's research, but this has to be, like, a peer-reviewed study.
It definitely is.
But I mean, like, but take the information as you will.
With a grain of salt. Because I also, like, I'm not a professional. But this is just what I've heard. And also, like, it makes sense. I mean, like, you need to move your body. Like, literally, they say, like, I don't know. I always say they say. I don't know why I say that. That's my go-to thing.
Experts say.
Just people out there. You know, it's, like, just simply, like, not using elevator, using the stairs, like, all the time instead. You know what I mean? Stuff like that, like, severely changes, like, how you, like, live your lifestyle. You know what I mean? It's the, like, it's the small things that add up, you know? which is kind of cool.
It's the small things that add up.
It's the small things that add up. Yeah.
But yeah, maybe I'll listen to all these albums I want to listen to.
While walking. Yeah, exactly. Like you could do that.
I don't know. I have to think of, but some of these albums, I really need to be in like a stationary environment, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so one of the albums I want to listen to a lot that I just haven't had the time to,
yeah,
is J. Cole's The Fall Off.
Okay. Because
I've been waiting for this album for like 10 years now.
Yeah.
Maybe not 10 years.
I was going to say.
He's been teasing it probably for about 10 years, but I don't think I personally have been waiting for 10 years. But it's just one of those albums where I feel like I need to be in my room, headphones on, like knee deep in the music.
You wouldn't be playing like Madden or something?
No, I can't be playing a game while doing it. I have to sit there and really listen to the music. But I don't think it's an album that I could just like hear passively while doing something else.
That's fair.
Like, and I'd say the same thing for maybe the Baby Keem album that just dropped on Friday. I'd probably say those two are albums that I wouldn't want to listen to with like while also doing a side task. Like the main task I'm doing is listening to and, you know, enjoying.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to that whenever I can.
But same.
Sometimes, like when J. Cole drops a brand new album, I can't listen to that on.
Well, you haven't even listened to the J. Cole album, so.
I haven't yet.
Yeah.
I've listened to more Wony than I've listened to that J. Cole album.
There you go. So. I have a lot of albums, like, on my radar. Like, it's just, at this point, I mean, there's, like, the truth is, there's albums in my library that I have added that I might never listen to.
Oh, same. 100%.
Which stinks.
I think there's albums that I probably added to my library 5 years ago that I've yet to listen to.
Yeah.
And they've just been sitting there.
But eventually, sometimes it'll, like, come up again. Like, for example, I don't know. What's a good example? I don't even have an example.
Start scrolling, buddy.
I'm scrolling. I don't know. It really just, like, so the thing is, like, with music for me, it's just kind of like when I want to listen to something, I listen to it, and when I don't, I just don't. You know, I mean, sometimes I force myself, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But most of the time, it's like, I don't really want to listen to that, so I don't.
Yeah.
But then, like, sometimes it'll just, like, come. Like, out of nowhere, I'll just be like, wait, whoa, I feel like listening to that album today.
That's how music wrecks feel for me. Like, someone will recommend a song to me, and I'll be like, wait, I really want to listen to that. That sounds so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get to, like, my destination or wherever I was going, where I originally thought, like, man, listening to this song now would be good.
Yeah.
But in the moment, you're like, nah, I got to listen to something else.
Yeah.
Like, so sometimes I think that's like what holds me back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm very particular about what I do when I listen to certain things.
Gotcha. I'm not particular about what I'm doing, like, but I definitely do listen to certain things while I do certain things, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, last night when we got home from hanging out with our friends, I was just, like, taking care of my body, and I was listening to a Floating Points album, which is, like, ambient jazz, like, orchestral jazz, basically.
And you were getting flexed.
Yeah, I mean,
stretched.
It was stretched, and it was great. I mean,
one may say supple.
Yeah, some may say supple. And it was so good. Because I remember, but I'd had it in the tank for a while. I've actually listened to it before, but like I couldn't really remember what it sounded like. Like I couldn't have even hummed you like a melody, just because I don't know. Like I just don't really remember.
Did you really just forget that melody right now?
What is that melody?
Not the
not my reference. What was your reference?
From that Baby No Money song from like 5 years ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did I really just forget that melody right now? La la da da.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Song?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, Floating Points is awesome. Highly recommend if you are just into like ambient jazz stuff.
I mean, I'll put it in the library. Maybe I'll listen to it one day.
Yeah.
I feel like the other thing with it, too, is that sometimes when I listen to albums, I have a really bad track of, like, checking what song I'm listening to. So I'll listen to a full album, and I could be like, oh, wow, like, this is what I think of the album itself. But then if I go back to, like, want to re-listen to it, I'm like,
yeah.
I don't even know what to pick. Like, I don't know what any of these songs are. I just know it as the album.
Basically, what I do is I listen to the whole thing, and I don't... I try to look at what song is playing, but sometimes, like, I don't. But what I, like, really... Like, if a song out of, like, one of the songs, I'm just like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll, like, look, take a mental note. Like, okay, I really liked track 5 or whatever. And then I am like... Then I, you know.
What I started doing over this past winter break, because we were, like, what we said on our first show when we came back, like, we listened to a lot of albums.
Yeah, we had a pretty musical listening journey this winter. Like, we just, like, we would, like, pretty much every morning Nate and I, like, spent together for, like, the first 3 quarters of break, I'd say. Like, we'd wake up, lift, eat breakfast.
Together. And while we were lifting, we'd listen to music.
Yeah, we'd, like, share recs and stuff like that. And then we would both, like, listen to a lot of stuff, like, while we were working.
Yeah. Yeah, job. At my job, I listened to
a lot. Yeah, I listened to so
much. But, like, because I got really bad at, like, checking, like, what song is playing, what I started doing is that if I was grooving to a song, I was like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. This is amazing. I need to listen to this again. Add to my liked songs.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I remember this one. And then when I go back to my like songs and I listen to, you know, any song in there, when I re-listen to it, I'd be like, oh, you know, maybe I didn't like this one as much as I did. And I'll just remove it.
Yeah.
So.
What I do sometimes is like, so I remember to listen to stuff. I add it before I even listen to it, like just to my like library because I have Apple Music, and which is good and bad. It's good because it does remind me. Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know what to listen to. I just scroll through my most recently added until I see an album that I'm like, I want to listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do sometimes is like, because like when it's like, oh, what songs do you like? How do you know which ones you like? So what I do is the ones that I like. Oh, sometimes I remove ones I don't like from my library.
Mm-hmm.
And then I add ones. I un-add, but then re-add the ones I like. So it gets boosted to the top.
So they get put to the top.
So that I can, like, more easily replay it in the next, like, week, I guess it is, that I'm listening.
That's smart. That's a good strategy.
That's, like, kind of what I do. But sometimes stuff just gets buried and lost. Like, today, Owen played a song, and I was like, dude, this is so good. What's it called? He's like, it's called this. I look it up. It's already in my library. Because it's an album.
The song I played for you the other day.
Which one?
The Jev song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You're like, what is this? And you already had it added.
Exactly. I mean, that one, though, that was from, like, a while ago that I added it, so it was good that I, like... But I unadded it, then re-added it. Now it's at the top of my library, so I can listen to it more. But, like, I was like, oh, yeah, Owen already sent me this. I just, like... Or not sent me this, but probably told me about the album or something, and I added the whole thing probably, like, a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it got buried. I completely forgot it was in there.
Yeah, you like, know? You couldn't really find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like the one issue I do have with music, like streaming apps, is just that sometimes I feel like we kind of get lost in listening to the same music over and over.
You think so?
Kind of, because it's so easy to. Mm. It's if you really want to. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, you kind of have to go out of your way. Like, if you're the only way you're getting music is through a streaming app.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say you don't really talk to your friends about music or anything like that, and you don't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
So the only way you're consuming music is through, like, Spotify or Apple Music or Amazon Music or YouTube Music, whatever you use.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're, like, setting it so that the streaming service, like, plays you different music.
Yeah.
You're just playing the stuff that you're putting into your library. So it's really easy to just, like, listen to what you want to listen to and not really expand your taste. And I think the streaming apps are getting, like, a little better at pushing newer music.
Eh.
Or like I know Spotify has, like, the new ad section like on your homepage, which I feel like is like it's nice that it exists, but I feel like it's never convenient. And sometimes I'll open the app because I just want to skip a song or something.
Yeah.
And then I'll see the new ad section. I'm like, oh my God, wait, that sounds so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, muscle memory moving faster than my brain, I close the app.
Yeah.
And when I reopen the app, the new ad section is just gone. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm never finding that again.
What I think needs to be done, or I need to do, like, it's really, it's what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's going to take
deep
a while.
Breath.
I just looked because I was curious. I have like 8,400 roughly songs in my library.
Just songs though?
Songs.
I feel like that's not, like, that's a lot. Like, that's a big number. But that's not that bad, I feel like.
That's a lot of, like, okay, if I were to just basically, let's say I wanted to listen to all that, dude.
Uh-huh.
You average it out to every song is 3 minutes, let's say. The average song is, let's say, because
I think it's
have,
like 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Well, I have longer songs, I know for a fact, but I also know I have shorter songs. So let's just call it 3 minutes.
Mm.
So, that's a lot of minutes to sink into if I want to listen to every single.
Yeah, 8,000, over 8,000 songs.
Yeah.
So that would be, that'd be roughly 24,000 minutes of listening to
yeah,
music.
Yeah, but probably more. Like, probably more.
Probably
because it's also
more.
800. Like 400, 8,400 songs.
Yeah.
So then there's already that times another 400, like three times another 400. Then, you know, we know that not all of them are 3 minutes, you know?
So it's probably like 26,000 probably.
Anywhere between 20 and 30,000 minutes of listening, which is a lot. But like,
that is a lot.
And obviously, like, there's some I could be like, oh, I don't need to listen to this. I don't need to listen to this. Like, I already know this song.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I need to do is, like, go through that. And, like, I actually really have to, like, hammer playlist making, I think. Because my biggest issue, like, I have so much good music in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not to be like, I have so much good music in the tank. But, like, I'm confident.
I mean, 8,000 songs in the library.
There's got to be something good in there.
At least, like, if we say even an eighth of them are good songs. It's
yeah.
over 1,000 songs.
Yeah, like, so I know I have good stuff. But then when I'm at a place and people are like, oh, play something. I'm always, like, kind of like what you said. I'm always going to play something more recent, like, recency bias, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want me to play a song? Okay, got you. Like, I'll play this album I just was listening to 2 days ago.
Or, like, this song I discovered yesterday.
Yeah, but there's some gold I have that's probably from a month ago and a year ago and even 6 days ago that's already buried that, like, if it was in, like, a playlist. So it's like, oh, we're at, like, a get-together with friends and they're playing, like, some electronic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I could go into my electronic like genre, but there's so many albums in there that it's like kind of like what you said, you listened to, but you don't like know what song is what. So now I'm sitting there like with the phone up to my ear
yep.
on like volume two being like, is this the one I remember?
Dude, the amount of times I do that, if someone's like, hey man, cue a song and it's not rap.
Yeah.
Rap and hip hop, I think, are like two genres where I could just go off the dome.
I could go off the dome. I just sometimes I'm like, I want to like dig for the gold.
Yeah.
But continue, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, like, I definitely agree that there are moments where I'm the guy scrolling, like, looking down at my phone, like, not active in the conversation or whatever, because I'm searching for a song to add to the queue.
Yeah.
And I'm like going through like playlists on playlists. Through my library, just being like, is it this one? Is it this one? Because my thing, too, is that sometimes in those situations, it's like, I know a certain song would be perfect for this situation, but I do not remember what it's called. I just kind of remember the, like,
The gist of it
and, like, the melody and stuff. So now I'm just going through, like, music, and I'm like, it could be this, it could be that.
Yeah.
And then most of the time, I just give up, and I pick a different song because I'm taking too long. I'm taking too much time, and I just got to go. So
yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's to sit down and really sift through all my music, like, that would genuinely take so long.
That's
so
basically like a job. It's basically like a job.
That is. I just don't know what to do. Like, I want to make, I really do just have to dedicate time to it, unfortunately.
I think make it not seem as daunting. I think go by genre.
Yeah. Be like, well, what I've been doing is kind of like slowly been working my way into it by making like random playlists. Once I find like three songs that I'm like, these would be good for like this setting.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so like I have a playlist that I just made the other day called Goblin. And I was like, songs that would make me like feel like a goblin. Like, I know it's so random and weird, but like I just did that because I'm like, oh, like I'm. Oh,
it's also, it's an energy. It's a
I'm
vibe.
A little goblin.
I'm
like,
little,
I
want
to
listen.
I want to listen to this song right now, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, but I've been just trying to do more stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna end up doing is probably just going by alphabet. Like, I'll be like, I'll listen to every album or like every album that starts with an A or something like that.
I still have so
I'll,
many like,
I'll clean it that way,
like, right, like just to scroll through A.
How many albums do you think?
Look, I'll show you.
Ready? Well, A's also...
This is just A.
Okay. Oh my God.
We're still on AM, by the way.
Okay, but here's, is A a popular letter? That's the next question.
Sure. But you, but every, dude, we're still in A. Okay, we're in B now. Okay, this is B.
Oh my God. Oh, I just saw Childish Gambino. Oh my God.
We're still in BE, by the way.
BE?
Yes.
Oh, BI, we just passed Big Fish.
There you go.
This is fun because I could also barely see the album covers. So I'm just, only the ones I really know are sticking
like,
out.
Like, we're still
me.
In B. Still in B, still in B, still in B.
Oh my God.
Okay, now we're in C. Like, this would take.
That would take a while.
Now, each album is 45 minutes, let's say. Like,
well, do you think those are all out? Some of those have to be EPs. They have to.
Yeah, obviously. Or, like, some occasional singles here and there because, like, they count the albums on here, which is, like, a little annoying. But, yeah, it's a lot of music. It's, like, I don't know how to, like, sometimes I get really, like, sad about it because I'm like, oh, there's definitely.
Like, how am I going to digest all this music?
It's how I feel about, like, looking at the CD library. I'm like, dude, there's so much gold in here probably that I'll just never know about. It's even worse when it's literally in my possession. And
like,
I
it's
knew
physically
about it
in your
some,
possession 24/7.
Yeah, like, I knew about it at some point, and, like, now I don't.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Do you think we know everything, but...
We're just unlocking the knowledge again?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I don't know, because...
Like, we're allegedly one universal being?
Like, if we're all connected?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, that's such a hard question to think about, because... If conceptually we already know everything, we're just slowly understanding it once more, then I don't know, I feel like that kind of takes some kind of joy out from like learning, I'd say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the fact that sometimes when I learn something, I'm learning something that maybe no one in my family has ever heard about before. Or like I'm one of 100 people who know this thing or something like that.
Okay.
Like, that's really fun. But if, like, you think about it like, oh, I'm one of 100 people who understand this, but everybody theoretically knows it.
Like, but they don't know it. Like, it's not in their brain.
They don't actually know it, but...
But it's just, like, theoretically, what if we know, like, the secrets to the universe, but we just don't know it? Like, it's not in there, but it's in there.
I mean, like, I guess I could get behind that.
That could be kind of, that's kind of cool. That's almost cooler. Like, we're all-knowing beings,
well,
theoretically,
like,
but we just don't know that we're all-knowing beings.
I mean, I've definitely had moments where I'm like, befounded by knowledge I don't remember ever having. And I'm like, when did I learn this? Like, why do I know this?
Yeah.
Like, it just befalls onto me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess maybe.
You know? Like, yeah. I don't know.
But that could also just be... Like, my brain learned it. Like, I did actually learn this, like, maybe in school or just on my own or something. And I've just forgotten the memory of the information.
Yes.
But randomly the information itself comes back. So, like, even then, maybe I did learn it somewhere. I just don't remember where I learned it.
Yeah. I mean, like, for example, like, you walk into a store.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start humming a song that just randomly comes in your head. And you're like, why'd that come in my head? And then, like, 30 seconds later... You hear it playing on, like, the speakers in the store. And you're like, oh, my God, I brought that song into existence. And then you realize you subconsciously heard it playing already. And then you consciously heard it playing. You know what I mean? It's like that. Like, maybe that's what happened.
I mean,
it's
I've definitely had moments like that. Specifically in grocery stores. Or, like, Dollar Generals or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, dollar stores.
I apologize for my sniffles, guys. I'm really sniffly, by the way.
It's just that time of year. Perma sniffles.
Like, seriously. Like, they just won't. It's just the way it is. Some things we never...
Oh, I can't even get that high. I can't. Banger song, though.
Yeah.
Both versions. I like the original and then, like, the sampled version.
Yeah. Also, guys, today we're going to do, like, instead of one song, like we have been the last couple shows, we're doing what we were doing, like...
We're going back to the OG.
Which is, like, half, half.
Yeah.
So, and I think I'm starting the half. I'm pretty excited. So we've been very, like, wingy lately in terms of, like, music. Like, we're not, like... I haven't made a playlist for Wony this semester.
No, I made we made one for the very first show back. And then since then we've kind of just been chilling.
Yeah.
Which is fun. I kinda like coming up with music on the spot. But then also you could tell because, you know, during our talking portions, like we never actually had like a designated thing we're talking about that's related to the music.
That's true. We haven't been like
the last time I think we did that was right before we left. We did I don't even know what episode we did actually.
Do you want me to look?
You could look. I want to say...
Oh, my Spinatron's over there.
I want to bet it was probably the anime episode. Probably.
No.
No?
No.
What other episodes have we done?
We've done the anime episode. We've done a video game episode.
We did do a video game episode?
No, maybe we didn't.
I don't think we did a video
game episode. We should do a video game. Wait, I think we did a video game episode.
Did we?
Didn't you play a Hollow Knight song one time? Why'd you play a Hollow Knight song?
I don't know if I played a Hollow Knight song. I think I said I've wanted to play a Hollow Knight song.
But there
song.
Was one time we talked about like Mario Kart for so long. Was that just a random talking day?
I think that was just random. We just randomly
just like how today we
Mario.
Just talked about fighting games for like a long time, even though it's not like the gaming themed episode.
Yeah, I think we just ended up talking about Mario Kart. Because I'm trying to think of because if I was like if someone was like, hey, like you're gonna play music from video games. And you could only pick like 4 or 5 songs or something, like whatever it is. I'd have to really sit and think about what songs I'd play.
I'd definitely play a Hollow Knight song.
A Hollow Knight song might be up there. I'd probably play something from DMC5. The DMC5 soundtrack is gas.
Yeah.
The Expedition 33 soundtrack is really good.
I would probably do. I honestly would do a Mario Kart song because I think it'd be funny.
I think there's also just some game themes that are so iconic that I'd feel obligated to play them.
Like?
Skyrim. Skyrim's theme is really famous. Kay. Halo. Halo's another one that's really famous.
All right.
You gotta bump the Tetris theme. You can't not bump the Tetris theme.
Ooh, maybe like a Pokemon song?
Pokemon. Oh. Oh. Oh my God, there's too much music from Pokemon to even think about. I just thought of the gold mine.
Yeah.
Because you could do
a lot with that.
Because would I do Black and White, like anything from Pokemon Black and White or Black and White 2? Because those have some banger songs.
I don't even know.
But then like OG Pokemon has some good music. Pokemon like Gen 4 has really good music. I really like the music in the Gen 3 remakes. Hmm. Like there's so much music from Pokemon to pick. Legends Arceus kind of has a couple good tracks.
Does
that
it?
I've heard.
That's another solo game I need to play.
I've never played Legends of Arceus. I just know there's this one theme that I've heard multiple times, and it is a banger. It is just gas.
And it's just gas.
It's just gas.
Honestly, would play like a Deltarune song, probably one for Shimmy and two because like the music's just
the
so
music
good.
Is
Even
good. Toby Fox
played.
Is a great composer.
He is.
BG, Baldur's Gate 3, I'd play a song from Baldur's Gate. That's another good soundtrack. Destiny has a lot of good music that I like.
Maybe this means we have to do like a game one.
Doom? Doom has a lot of good music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would low-key do...
Metal Gear has a couple good songs, especially like the more recent ones. Like Metal Gear Rising has some good music. I'm trying to think of other good games with soundtracks. Like Hades? The Hades soundtrack is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my god, I'm forgetting the name of the game now. What? But it's another roguelite that has a lot of good, like, electro music. I just can't think of what it's called right now.
Think.
I'd have to look it up. I'd actually have to grab my phone.
Wow.
To look it up. Wow. Slay the Spire. I like some of the music from Slay the Spire. It's pretty good. Terraria. Terraria has great music. The Terraria soundtrack is a banger. The Minecraft soundtrack is a banger.
Oh, Minecraft, 100%.
100%. But are you playing like OG, like 2012 Minecraft? Or are you playing like some of the newer tracks?
Yeah, I'm probably playing...
Because I won't lie, Pigstep? Pigstep is pretty good.
Pigstep is great.
And that's from the Nether update. So that was what, like 2019, 2020? I actually have no idea when that came out. I have no idea. But yeah, there's just so many good games with music.
I don't know what else.
Fire Emblem has a lot of good music.
low-key, like, Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Yeah. It's just, video games just have the benefit of that. Like, the video games themselves are already so diverse in their genre that the music for them is also very diverse.
Yeah.
Like, half these songs I'm thinking of, like, none of them sound the same.
Yeah.
Like, Pokemon music sounds nothing like music from DMC5, which sounds like nothing from Destiny, which sounds like nothing from Terraria. Like, they're all different.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's because not only is it, like, are they probably leaning into different genres, like, they tend to, but then they're also, like, all building their own world. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, if I'm making music for a game like Terraria, it's nothing like making music for a game like Devil May Cry 5, because the environment itself and the world and the characters are just completely different. They need different soundtracks to, like, their existence, you know?
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry. I'm currently looking up, trying to figure out what the game I was thinking of is called.
Hmm. 555, by the way.
But, yeah, so I have to scroll very fast for this. Otherwise, we're not going to be able... I mean, like, we could just talk about this if we do a video game.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, if we do a video game episode.
Yeah. We're going to take our break very shortly, and then we'll get back to playing music. But I want to, like... I'm going to leave the talking to, like...
A minimum?
Yeah.
A minimal?
In terms of mine. Just because I have a couple longer songs. I tend to have a couple longer songs, but I also have a couple shorter songs.
I'm just trying to, I'm like looking through Steam like really fast to try and see if I could find
go,
it.
Go, go, go.
I can't, not the game I was thinking of, but, mm-hmm. RoboQuest? Is that, wait, hold up. No, that's not what the, yeah, RoboQuest, banger game.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
It's like this random roguelite. It's a first-person shooter. It's a roguelite, and you play as, like, a robot, and you shoot a bunch of enemy robots, and it's like an arcade shooter. It feels very Titanfall-y.
It was fun. Miss Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2.
Wait, what Titan did you use in Titanfall 2?
Risk of Rain was the game I was thinking of. Risk of Rain 2.
Rain, like R-A-I-N or R-E-I-G-N?
Like, Rain as in What Falls from the Sky. Risk of Rain.
Okay.
Risk of Rain has some great music.
What Titan did you use?
North Star.
Really?
And Tone. I used the two of
Wait,
them.
Wait, is North Star the one with, like, the charge
it's
blast
the
thing?
Sniper, yeah, the railgun.
Oh, I like that one. I liked Ronin a lot.
Ronin was fun.
Big Ronin player.
I think I played pretty much all of them minus Scorch. Scorch was the one I probably played
Scorch
the least.
Was the one I feel like I faced the most.
Because Scorch was really good. If you knew how to play Scorch, you could be really good.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to play Scorch.
Yeah, me neither.
So.
You want to take our break now? And then we'll come back from the top of the hour.
Yeah, we could do that. So we'll hit a quick little break ski. And then we'll come back and then we'll start with Jesse's music.
Yep.
And then we'll switch to mine and then we'll ride out the hour, vibe out. And yeah, that sounds good. So we'll hit our break, keep it locked. We'll be back after the top of the hour stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A trap from my room where my I can't think about the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
No one ever picks up the phone these days. I'll leave him a message.
Ah, shit.